Hi mate, how's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good actually. Are you on the ground in Auckland at the moment?
Yeah, I got in a couple of days ago,
Oh,
actually.
sweet.
So yeah, I'm here.
I was feeling sorry for you if you're on Australian time.
I'm actually kind of on LA time, which is weirder because it's 20 hours behind.
Yes.
4 hours ahead, but it's yesterday.
Oh man, how was Desert Days? I mean, killer lineup. Holy shit.
Yeah, it was great. It was really good. I mean, I was kind of a bit preoccupied with, you know, doing our show because it was kind of like a one-off thing and I was just wanting it to be good. I kind of forgot to watch anyone else, but It was good.
At festivals like that, do you, I mean, aside from watching side of stage, can you still sneak out into the crowd and have a look around? Or is the, you know, like if you're playing, is that just the sole focus nowadays?
Yeah, I mean, basically, I mean, these days I like to kind of like get in, I like to sort of, you know, just be in my own head before the show and not sort of like try and get, you know, stimulated sensory-wise too much before. But if there's someone to see, definitely. I mean, for example, Lady Hawk is supporting us in Auckland, so I'm definitely going to go and watch that.
Yeah, nice. Nice. What's the typical pre-show ritual for you and the band?
We kind of just hang out. Like I kind of just like us being in the same room together, kind of, you know, just doing nothing really. We play PlayStation, we play FIFA, which I think is kind of good because we're like, you know, we're not really that good at it. We're kind of just like, I don't know, there's something about playing video games and kind of yelling at the TV that
yes.
weirdly just gets me in the right, I don't know, I feel like it gets the blood pumping or something.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Other than that, like I kind of like have a drink and, you know, warm my voice up a bit. That's basically it.
Yeah, nice, nice. Now, I've got a series of open-ended questions. You can answer them however you like. You don't have to think too seriously or deeply on them.
Okay.
So just give them a hoon. If you're into it, you know, you can answer.
Sounds good.
How do you define what you do and how did you come to do it?
I just do what makes me happy, I guess. Do what kind of do what makes me feel like I'm doing what I was put on this earth to do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty strong. Pretty strong, you know, like calling to do it.
Hey, Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, you know, with music, for me it was kind of like just a long journey of discovering that that's what I want to do, you know, because like most of the time I've ever spent making music has been just kind of like I'm doing, you know, this is where I want to be, you know, I'm doing what I feel like I need to do.
Excellent. Describe your first musical memory.
That would probably be like hearing my dad play guitar, something like that. Either that or sitting in the car listening to music, listening to The Shadows or something.
Yes.
I think that was kind of one of the first things I heard. Yeah.
Okay. One of those two. All right. I've got a blockbuster question here.
Okay.
Describe your best musical memory to date.
Wow. Man, there are so many.
The best though, Kevin from Tame Impala.
Wow, that is a big question. I don't think I could. I would need time to give you the absolute number one. But that was a really powerful experience I had a few years ago. I heard an album that I love now for the first time, and I was really stoned.
Yes.
Name of the album? To say that on your radio
yeah, of
station,
course, but... mate. This radio station is the Wild West, so we can talk mushrooms,
okay.
Acid, whatever
right.
You want to talk about.
Well. It was a powerful listening experience.
Yes.
You know, it was like, I've very rarely felt that way when I've listened to music. And it was like, it almost moved me to tears. You know what I mean? I couldn't contain myself. Yeah.
Who was it? What album was it?
It was an album called Four by Dung Yen.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Swedish.
Have you seen the play before?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
So good, eh? So good.
A few times.
They played down here a million years ago. This is my experience of seeing Dunyan. And at the time, you know, it was full 70s. I felt like I was seeing like the Swedish Led Zeppelin.
Totally, yeah. Totally, yeah. Totally.
I was like, oh, shit, it's so good. All right. Oh, cool. Nice one. Where do you feel artistic progression leads?
It just leads to somewhere you've never been before. It just leads to somewhere new and strange. I think that's all it has to do. You don't have to get bigger and better. You don't have to, you know, get wilder or more experimental or anything, or you know.
You dropped out of it then. Did you? You said new and strange, right?
That's it.
I like it.
It just
that's
has to
good.
Be new and strange.
So good.
Just has to be uncharted waters. That's yeah. That's all it is for me.
Yeah.
Because that's where it feels exciting.
Mm-hmm. How do you define success?
I don't know. That's a very open. I mean, I was about to say if you feel successful, but I know that I haven't felt like I've been successful before. Yes. when I have. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I don't know. I was gonna say, you know, when you yourself feel like you're successful, but then I stopped myself from saying that, and I was gonna say when other people tell you you're successful, but you shouldn't go by that either. So that leaves me I don't know.
You could just go happiness. Lots of people just go happiness on that one. Yeah.
That is true. Mm. That is, I mean, yeah. I had to give like the number one Family Feud answer, yeah. But sure. Happiness.
Describe something you haven't created yet that you'd like to create.
Psytrance.
Oh yeah. I can see you doing that. Yep. Okay.
I was listening to some yesterday. Someone played some for me and I was infinitely amazed.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Time and place. There's a time and place for psytrance.
Definitely. Absolutely.
What do you believe is the most essential function of art?
I think it's just a way for, well, I mean, I don't know about the most essential, but one of the functions of it is, did you say functions?
Yeah, function. No. Function.
I don't know. I think it's to convey something between humans that is unconveyable with, you know, regular means. I was about to say words, but, you know, words can be art, of course. It's just a non-obvious way of humans describing something to other humans that is seemingly indescribable.
Nice.
I don't know.
No, that's good. That's good. That's a great answer.
It was better than I thought. Actually.
And I've got...
I mean, obviously the question, what is art,
is an
impossible question to answer, really.
Yeah. Okay, the last on this particular list of questions. What's something non-musical that you're looking forward to?
The beach. Yeah, the beach. The beach near my house in Fremantle.
Are you still based up there most of the time when you're not on the road?
Yeah, half the year. Half the year I'm in Fremantle, half the year I'm in LA, and the rest of the time I'm on tour.
Mm-hmm. what's the calling in LA? Is it working? Is it collaborating with people and writing?
It's just a bit of everything. It's just a happening place, you know. And I'm someone that I don't need to be near where it's all happening, but there are benefits to it. Like, yeah, there's I do some sessions, like, yes, producing with other people. Like, I'm trying to do more of that.
Yeah.
And LA is basically the place to be to do that. So yeah, it's kind of like, it's like the yang to Fremantle's yin.
Yes. Yin. Who are the most interesting people that you've met on this crazy musical journey that you've been on?
I mean, I've met a lot.
Is there anyone that's had a profound impact? You know, either a producer or an artist?
I mean, everyone. Jeez, I don't know. I can't give you one. Everyone is fascinating to me in some way.
Who's the best to party with?
That I don't know either.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Maybe my friend Mark Ronson, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, nice.
He's a married man now, so. Well, I mean, you know, not that that really should change anything, but, yeah.
Now, obviously, it's been a couple of years since the Slow Rush came out. Are you in the work? Are you like working on some new stuff?
I'm always working on stuff, whether it's a Tame Impala album or not. I don't always know immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always working. I'd love to go around saying when the next Tame Impala album is coming out, but I think I'd regret it. You know?
Yeah, totally. I hear you. Oh, we may as well just get down to the brass tacks here. What can people expect from the Tame Impala show on Saturday night at Spark Arena?
I think the best thing is to not expect anything, but I think it'll be pretty special. I think it'll be pretty, it's meant to be like the ultimate kind of Tame Impala experience. If you like Tame Impala music, then it's the ultimate version of that. We haven't been to New Zealand in years.
Ages.
It's
just
in a criminal amount of time. I know.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited. Like, yeah. I feel like I think I've seen the word Spark Arena like so much in the last few years.
Yeah.
And like without actually playing it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can't wait. It's gonna be great. I'm gonna have a really fun time.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of Aucklanders or people from around New Zealand that have made the trek up, and I think the energy in the arena is going to be next level on Saturday.
Great, awesome, man! I'm so excited.
Yeah,
awesome. I'm nervous, but I'm so excited.
Ah, don't worry about it, mate. You're a pro. Rad, legend. Hey, mate. It is so cool to talk to you. I'm so excited that I got the opportunity.
Awesome, man. Yeah.
Thanks for the chat, and we'll see you on Saturday night.
Yeah, man. Thank you for that.
Legend. Okay, bye.
See you, dude.